but no one listens at all.
Yeah, now it's the teacher's personal responsibility for every single person's cell phone in the class to make sure that's safe the whole time.
Yeah, and be the jailer to take these phones.
Be the bad guy.
Be the bad guy. Yeah, that's, I feel like teachers are facing a tremendous amount of pressure for kind of maintaining the classroom environment and trying to take phones away, and even relating it maybe back to the American school system, that teachers also have to watch out for school shootings and they have to be trained in case of emergencies. And I feel like they've just have so many other factors other than teaching that they have to deal with. They deserve a pay raise is what is my only comment on this. But
yeah, because somebody needs to do it. And I think the actual taking away of cell phones during class time and storing them away is so good. Mm-hmm. Like, there really is no need to have your phone on you. If there is an emergency, somebody, like your parents, could always just call the office or something, back in like what they did back in the olden days.
And no one got hurt. I don't think there's ever been a serious incident of kid not being instantly contacted with and having serious issues. So
yeah, exactly. It's just we'll just create a much better learning environment and better social interactions maybe, but it definitely won't solve the problem of cell phone usage.
No, by simply restricting, because maybe right after you're done class, then you'll have more of the urge to use it for even longer because you felt deprived of using it in class. Yeah, there's just, the idea is a great idea. I think we should definitely be doing something to curb this. But yeah, I just personally think that the way that they're going to be implementing this is by putting trust in the students to put their phones away is not enough at all.
No.
So
they're children. You can't really, high school students, you can't trust them to do what's best.
Oh, never. No.
Even when I was a high school student, me too. Even now, I don't think I can be trusted to do what's best.
No.
So, but it is kind of interesting because I know DJ Coco mentioned before that social media is connected to anxiety, social isolation, decreased performance. But a lot of my research too indicated that just screen time in general is connected to higher depression and anxiety levels. And I'm wondering if we're taking it from more of a university level perspective and just being thrown into this first semester again, and it always feels like, wow, I can't believe I am just looking at a screen the whole time I'm here at university, basically, on my laptop, at the mirrored laptop in my lecture, anything like that. So I think it is kind of an issue with how the education system is built a little bit as well.
Yeah, it is the most convenient way right now.
Yeah, exactly. It is convenient. But this could lead into a whole greater discussion on how things are taught to us and how our attention is captured, I guess. Why are people going on their phones during class? Maybe because it's just really boring, you know? Yeah. Like, there's always that alternative too.
I think that's pretty much the update for our public school bans here across Canada. And if you're parents too, then you probably know about this banning for public schools particularly. I believe this is not for private schools, privately run schools. This is only for the public school districts. But
I just want to mention one more thing, is that this kind of comes along, this policy comes along with a rollout of other kind of ideas for legislation in British Columbia. So yeah, one of them is restricting the use of cell phones in schools, and then there's also this introduction of legislation to hold social media companies accountable for harm that they may have caused, which I think is really good. But also, how do you quantify how much harm or what kind of harm social media companies cause people.
Right. It's more psychological and
yeah, it's psychological
being.
And more subtle in some ways too, and conditioned a bit. So I think they're talking more about like specific cyberbullying cases or things like extortion on social media and stuff like that, but there still are a lot of more ingrained ways that social media causes harm. So I wonder how the government would go about that.
Yeah, I feel like the social media companies would win in this case. I don't think, even though
how would they
so
win
much,
if the government
goes
say
against,
something?
Because I feel like there is so much evidence that social media companies do cause harm to kids and teenagers specifically. Like, there was that whole undercover Facebook study that found that increased usage of Facebook decreased the self-esteem of particularly teenage girls. Mm. Yeah, things like that, if they have specific examples. But having, like, maybe one bullying, cyberbullying case versus Meta as a whole,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that is so tiny compared to the magnitude of the
true.
Company. So
I just wonder how they would hold them accountable for things like
the
giant magnitude of cases that pretty much everyone who has social media is affected by.
Yeah. It's easy to say things like this, but then to actually implement policies against the social media companies will be mm-hmm. very difficult. But hopefully the government gets on that.
I think it is definitely a step in the right direction with trying to control social media companies, corporations, and bring it back to reality too, trying to control it in schools. It's just a major multifaceted problem
mm-hmm.
that I don't know if we really truly know how to stop this obsession with social media, TikTok, and our phones as a society, but
yeah, I feel like it's a little downward spiral from here to be pessimistic, but I feel like there'll just be another new app and another new shiny thing that will come out. And
mm-hmm.
back to the quote, it will definitely become even more of an inconvenience on our lives.
Yeah, and it might just result in more verbal abuse towards teachers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Like, they might take their anger out on the one enforcing the rule. So
yeah, there have been cases of kids getting aggressive with teachers over their cell phones being taken. Mm-hmm. And not even just cell phones, but teacher abuse in general, and teachers getting verbal abuse from parents, kids alike.
Yeah, and it's been, I talked to one of my old high school teachers a year or two ago, and he told me that, yeah, the amount of verbal abuse as a teacher has definitely increased since the pandemic, and has continued to increase. So I just wonder how that would play out, coupled with the teacher being like, okay, give me your phones, like the thing that you probably, one of the things that you care about most in the world, right?
Mm-hmm. And especially taking from a teenage boy in public high school, because there mm-hmm. are some bad apples in the high school, in mm-hmm. the public school system,
right?
And I would not want to take a phone from some guys from my high school. I think
yeah,
I would
it's
be
a
jumped.
Little scary. I think it's scary to be a teacher a bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say on it.
Yeah.
For now, we have like there's definitely so much we could go into with the effects of social media and stuff, but
that will be another topic.
That will be another topic
yeah.
for another day.
This is just your news update for September 10th.
The news flash.
News
yeah.
flash, but we might revisit this topic in the future if there has been more research or more news surrounding this topic, since it's fairly new. There hasn't been much update on the cell phone policies and how it's been going, since it's only been about a week into the school semester. So yeah, we will do that in the future. But we are going to head back to the music now. So the next one you'll be hearing is Image by Magdalena Bay, and this is from Imaginal Disc. Enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Time to start the clock from the top. don't know how they feel. People outside in search of something real. And I need mine to get me started. Something to get me started. Got to get me started.
Give me bassline, give me dollar wine.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuning into Slumber Party. I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was So Fast by Julie Doiron, a bit depressing, called from the album called Loneliest in the Morning. And before that was a single from Ezra Collective featuring Yasmin Lacey, God Gave Me Feet for Dancing. They have a new album coming out really soon. I don't remember exactly when, but I'm very excited for that one. They also released two other singles that are pretty good. And then before that was Overdue by Halima. And coming up next is Ila Bamba, and the song is called Nunca. So I've been listening to this a lot. I hope once you hear this, you will too. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Slumber Party. My name is DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
Yeah, that's my official governmental name. And we are coming to the end of our show today. You just heard Nunca by Illabamba. And up next is Revolution Rock right after us. And thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you so much. As well, 8 p.m., we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator, Connor. So also stay tuned for a bit later on as well. But yeah, hopefully you liked our little discussion today. Some news, just a little news flash.
The news.
But yeah, for an important topic, though. And we are going to finish off with one last song. So you'll be hearing Husk by Men I Trust, and this is their new single that they released yesterday, actually. So I was right on it. So we're gonna play it immediately. But yeah, thank you and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.